You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. All Silverados and Truck Nation overlay, 10 to 15 specials with cash rebates or payments. All trucks are showing max factory rebates. Learn more at LakewoodChev.com. Let's get to Paul Plakas from Custom Fit. Want to look good, eat good, feel good? Go to CustomFit.ca. They'll set up a program that works for you. Plakas, how you doing?
Greger, doing great like usual.
Nice. Hey, Struds, you've seen Plakas. Where would you rate him on your scale? Because Struds likes to rank gentlemen just by their facial, how attractive they are.
Well, no, I think when people ask me, I just give an honest assessment. I think Plakas is a good-looking man for an older gentleman.
For an older gentleman.
Well, no, like, should I call him a man or a gentleman? I mean, I think.
He's on the other side of 50 now.
Fair number,
that
right?
Is true.
Well, he's younger than Woodpile, though. But most of us are younger than Woodpile.
Woods is already having dinner right now. He's in the Senior Citizen eating plan. So.
He's having his second nap. Yeah. No, I honestly, I think he's a very attractive man. So I'd put him right around that 8'5", 8'4", maybe, somewhere there. Right. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Wow, buddy. When you add the body into it, it's closer to a 10.
Jeez,
not since he stopped.
Well, we could have a real contest between which one of you looks in the mirror longer and likes what they see more and more by the minute. Now, we were going to talk about counting calories and stuff, but we might get into that later. But I do want to talk, first of all, Strutty did his first Peloton riding session the other day. Plakas, and you, of course, are a big biker, bike a lot. And Strutty was, and I don't know how good these people were or not, but he was talking about how, man, I finally got in front and I was just going to pull away from. Can you explain to Strutty how it works and the difference when you get to actually draft behind someone on a bike?
Absolutely. So if you can sit within 6 inches of somebody's wheel, to an average-sized man, you're doing 30% less work than what they are doing. So if you're drafting behind Strutty, it's behind, like, you're drafting behind a semi-truck, you're going to get, like, 40% advantage on it. So it's like they almost have to do half the amount of tension as he's doing just to stay at the same speed.
Well, I know it because I'll tell you, my ego didn't hear that. Because my ego, when I got to that last corner, I'm like, I'm going to blow these people away. Yeah. And I went flying past them, and my brother-in-law, Quasi, was there. Everyone's laughing. I'm like, and I just put my head down and went as hard as I could for about 10 minutes. Like, I emptied the tank. So I slow down. I'm like, oh, I wonder where I'm going. The guy's like, hey, you can't slow down. I'm right on your heels. I'm like, are you kidding me? I thought I'd be like a kilometer away from them. I was going up the top of one of those tough rides at Tour of France. So it was a good learning lesson. I can't believe how much of a difference it made, because I thought I really picked up the pace. They didn't even flinch, these higher.
Yeah, it's a huge difference, especially whenever I did bike racing. I always tried to find the biggest guy possible to stay behind to get the most drafting benefit. So it's a big difference. So I wouldn't let your ego go to shit there, because if you follow those guys, the key is this: follow them, and then what you do is when you feel them slowing down, then you pull out of the draft, then you blow by them, and then they wouldn't be able to keep up with you.
Okay.
Now yeah, do it the opposite. Follow then. Slingshot out of the draft.
Okay.
Try it, Strutty. We'll see.
I'll do it maybe this week.
Now, there's a lot of aspects of trying to get leaner, Paul, for a lot of people. And, you know, counting calories and how maybe technically that can have a negative balance.
Yes. So what's going to happen is, if you're looking to get leaner, you definitely have to be aware of the total calories you're consuming daily, weekly, monthly, over whatever period of time you're trying to lose some weight. So the only problem with counting calories, even though it's important, it's almost impossible to be really accurate on how many calories you do need, because you're going to need to know what your basal metabolic rate is, how much calories each food item you consumed every in your day is. So unless you're weighing your food and stuff like that, it's almost impossible to know how many you're ingesting, and also how much you're even expending. Like, you can have fitness gadgets that sort of estimate, but they really don't know exactly how hard the activity is for you, because that's really how much heat you're generating from the activity. So to know the calories you're expending and to be in a calorie balance is very difficult, but you have to be in one. So if you can generally see a downward trend of weight over a period of time, and also notice if your clothes are a little bit looser, chances are you are in a negative calorie balance and you're doing a good job. So you just want to sort of maintain that until you eventually hit a plateau.
Well, you talk about that negative calorie balance, but you also have to be mindful of, like, what you're still putting in, right? This isn't Weight Watchers where you count, I'm going to eat 80% of what am I 100%, I'll just lose weight no matter what that 80% is.
Yeah, you definitely have to. Yeah, if you want to be healthy, and it's also easier to eat, to keep track of your calories, so to be aware of your calories, if you eat a high nutrient dense food. So that's stuff that's got a ton of vitamins and minerals and fiber, but not so much calories. So we're talking mostly vegetables and fruits and stuff like that. So if you are eating a mostly plant-based diet, then you don't have to really worry about calories as much, because it's virtually almost impossible to try to eat that many calories just eating fruits and vegetables, unless you're juicing everything, which is a lot easier. So you definitely want to be conscious of your nutrition, because high nutrition foods tend to have more fiber, more water in them, and they leave you fuller and satiated as well. So eating ice cream and cookies and donuts and stuff like that, like, you can eat a lot of those before you get full, but you eat a few apples, you're stuffed.
And then the other thing is, because if you start counting calories, it's not just, okay, 2,000. You still have to eat the healthy amount of calories, because you can eat a lot of bad calories.
Yeah, you can eat a lot of bad calories, but you know what? There's research out there that shows people eating junk food diets and still losing weight. As long as their calorie content is lower, they can still do it for a short period of time. But over okay. time, they're going to get sick. Their immune system is going to get run down, and they're going to get ill. Their muscle tissue might decrease, which might affect their metabolism as well. So in the short term, you might be able to get away with losing some weight, even if you are eating junk food. But long term, it's going to cost you.
Okay.
And then you have to also worry about your exercise intensity, too.
Yeah.
So the confusion is, obviously, the harder you work and the longer you work, you're going to burn more calories. But the human body has got a limited source of energy. Like, you can only work so hard, so long, before your fitness level dies off. And plus, it's mentally not very desirable to destroy yourself every workout. Like, unless you're a professional athlete and you're trying to make money with your body, you really don't have a lot of motivation to just to kick your own butt every workout. So I really recommend to people, do one time a week a workout where you are pushing the envelope, where you're going like 9 or 10 out of 10 effort level. But most of the time, you should be working at a mid to high moderate intensity level. And then during your week, you also have to count your non-exercise activity calories. So that's stuff like mowing the lawn, doing housework, walking the dog, playing with your kids. It's not high intensity, but it definitely contributes to the caloric balance if you do it long enough and often enough over your lifetime.
Plakas, great stuff. Get home, enjoy the mirror, and we'll talk to you next week.
Will do, Bobby. Bye-bye.